The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
Ray Searidge. Ray, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hope Springs Eternal down here. And Yvonne Nova told me in the clubhouse the other day, he thinks top to bottom that this is a better pitching staff than last year. Would you agree?
I agree. The potential and the weapons that we could bring to the hitters is above average. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, we can control the baseball, but my thing is we got to command the baseball. Control is when you could throw strikes. Command is you can throw it anywhere you want to. So with the elevated fastball that's in the repertoire and, you know, us pounding the bottom of the zone and pitching in, these guys get it, and it's going to be exciting, you know. I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you which way it really was going to go. But, you know, we're going to get punched in the face a couple times. There's no doubt about it. And these guys got the moxie to fight back.
They say one of the hardest things in professional sports is to hit a Major League Baseball pitcher. Mm-hmm. And your job is to make it even more difficult.
More difficult, yeah.
but you work with some of the greats, and you get a lot of credit, Ray. I know you're humble about it, but they call you the pitching whisperer or whatever it is they call you. So
there's a lot of names, but this is a family-rated
show,
right?
Yes, this is family,
okay.
Yes.
So you have a lot of talent at this level, but how huge is that mental part where you're trying to match that talent and get them over the top?
Yeah. You know, you see a lot of minor leaguers that have great stuff, and they have better stuff than major leaguers, but the biggest thing, the difference is the mind and the mental part of the game, and that's very hard for some of these guys to, let's say, progress quickly with. So it just takes time. Everyone has their own learning curve, and you got to figure out what key opens that door to help speed that up. Not to the point where you overwhelm them, but you give them the information. And it's funny, with the generation of now that I'm dealing with in the past years, they always want everything done yesterday.
Sure they do.
You know, where, you know, now I'm the old bull sitting on the hill with the young bull. And, you know, I'm just saying, hey, let's walk down. All right, we got to do this, but we're going to walk down. Let's not sprint down. Let's just walk down the hill, and we'll get there. We'll be fine. So it's a learning process on their part, and it also comes with some of the DNA that they have. You know, they're all different. They're all different.
Joe Musgrove is going to be out of camp today with the team, his World
Former
Series
team.
Winning Astros at the White House today.
Yeah.
But in talking to some of the guys in the clubhouse, they're really excited about Joe Musgrove being with this crowd. What do you see in him? What are fans going to see?
He's been very impactful on you know, how to pitch, using multiple signs, what hitters are looking for, and his work ethic. You know, he not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk. Now, we got to keep in mind, though, this kid, even though he was in the World Series, which is a great accomplishment.
And won Game 5 of the World
Series. Yeah. He's in that scenario right there, but there's a learning curve that he's got to go through now, because he went from the pen, now he's back into the rotation. So there's going to be a learning curve for him, and I don't want people to misunderstand that this guy is not a seasoned veteran. He's going to be learning that while he's out there. And, you know, we've got to make sure that that we help him in the process of that. But he's a smart enough kid to learn it, because he's 25.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Taillon's 25. I mean, good gracious, you know. Woo!
Together they might make
these are kids.
One of my stage.
Yeah, these are kids.
We're with Pirates pitching coach Ray Searidge. The game within the game is that whole interaction between the catcher and the pitcher, and now you have less visits to the mound.
I know.
So you have to be more judicious when you decide to go out there.
When I first heard about it, I said, okay, let's see how it plays and stuff. But I can understand their point that they want to speed up the game. But now that limits the catcher going out, an infielder coming in, you know, where I don't have to make a visit, an infielder come in, you know, shake the duff off.
So that's a count. That's a visit.
That's a visit. So, you know, we've got to be diligent and I the first day, Larry, the first day, they got me on it, because I didn't see my catcher go talk to the pitcher. All right? So I'm walking out the first game. I'm like, oh, my gosh. All right, here I am, the guinea pig, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I have egg all over my face.
So what did they do if you go
out? He came up to me and he says, are you taking him out? I go, heck no, I can't take him out. He's not. I'm just coming in here to talk to him. He goes, can't do that. I go, why? He says, your catcher's been out here already. Nobody saw it or anything, you know, because we're still trying to learn. And the rules, written rules, were not out at that time. So everything was verbal. So you know how that could get misconstrued.
So everything. What will happen in a real regulation game?
If you go
that
out
pitcher
there
will
you...
be taken out.
He's
really?
Got to go.
Or you could be ejected, possibly.
Oh,
well, if you want a quick shower.
Well, I'd rather go with the ejection because we may not have anybody down there in the pen.
Well, Ray, we wish you all the best this season. You know, in a weird kind of way, it's who knows what's going to happen.
I know.
And anything good is going to be just cherry on top.
It's going to be exciting one way or the other, and I wish some people could be a little fly on the wall and see how the interreaction is going on with all the pitchers and the mindset that we have. It would change a lot of people's opinion.
Pirates pitching coach Ray Searidge on KDK Radio. Thanks.
Thank you.